Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. And she has a syndicated column in American City Business Journals. She's been doing that for a long, long time. And nobody gets the attention of folks in Washington on your behalf, small business owners, like Karen does, and that's the reason she's one of our heroes. Karen, one of the things that I'm kind of concerned about for small businesses right now is the president keeps bypassing Congress and throwing out these regs, guidance. Actually, our mutual friend Wayne Cruz calls it guidance. You know, or maybe even a blog post. Maybe it's just a blog post that goes out and all of a sudden becomes part of the law. And the overtime rules is what I'm concerned about. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah,
coming up December 1st.
Yeah, Jim, that's one is the overtime rules. You're right, Department of Labor overtime rules. And there is tons of joint employer rules. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And they wonder why more people aren't hiring and why the economy is not doing better.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the regulations, new regulations covering the workplace alone, you know, let's even forget about the, you know, the EPA rules and CFPB and, you know, those regulating the financial regulatory sector, I mean, financial services sector, it's just pretty overwhelming. You're right, Jim. I mean, the overtime rules, that is going to crush a lot of small businesses.
44% of my audience either doesn't know anything about it or doesn't know if it's going to affect them or not. Almost half doesn't know anything about it or doesn't know what the impact's going to be.
You know, and I there is so much coming out of Washington. I mean, who can blame a business owner when they're just really focused on day-to-day surviving, paying their employees, trying to bring customers in, you know, competing in the marketplace. Jim, this is going to be a big one that hits them December. I mean, if they have individuals on staff that are managers.
Right, on salary.
On salary.
They don't have to be managers. They just need to be on salary.
Well, they just have to be, exempt from overtime rules.
Yeah,
salary,
right.
People, you know, that would, you're right, that it's going to almost double what they have to pay in terms of that level.
But you know, Karen, the thing that I'm upset about on this thing is if somebody is paying somebody $30,000 and working and putting them on salary so they can work them 60 hours and not pay them overtime, those guys, people shouldn't do that. That's something that should be stopped. I don't agree with that. Or people ought to leave their job if they can. The problem I've got with this law is it's going to come between an employer and an employee in their relationship. This law is. If you've got somebody who, if the company needs you to work more hours the first week of the month, and let you off hours last week of the month, you won't be able to do that. If you have a reason, if you're the employee, and you say, "Hey, boss, I need to take care of my mother the second week of the month. Can I spread my hours around?" That you won't be able to let that employee do that.
You're right, Jim. You know, and there's a difference between hourly and those who are salaried. I mean, most of the salaried people do have, you know, managerial responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone on salary because of their own decision to do that. They're probably, you know, getting other benefits, perhaps health care, and as you said, more flexibility, you know, in terms of taking that time off. And they like it. They like the idea of having a steady paycheck, you know, that they can plan,
mm-hmm.
right, from a week-to-week, month-to-month
basis. And it's a promotion. For many of them, they feel like they've accomplished something.
They're gaining more skills, and those opportunities, you know, will be taken away because more of these people, you know, these workers will be put into an hourly position. And, you know, in terms of the duties test, in terms of what you do, though, you know, owners will have to make sure they're not doing things.
Karen, I found a scenario this weekend. Someone that I know is a manager of a retail operation, a chain retail. operation. Yep. And he is going to get a raise if they keep him.
Right.
But he might lose his job because instead of giving every manager a raise, which that company has been abusing the salary thing, but instead of giving everybody a raise, what they're going to do, because you know they're not going to pay more payroll, what they're going to do, that he thinks they may do, is create small regional managers. Mm-hmm. So a store won't actually have a real manager in the store all the time. They'll have a regional manager. And so that means that maybe two-thirds of their store managers will lose their jobs.
Jim, also, you got to remember that, you know, they've pegged it, you know, double the salary. It's going to be, what, just under $50,000, you know, on a state-by-state look. You know, this one-size-fits-all, I mean, is crazy, right? I mean, there might be people already currently making that, say, in urban areas, you know, high expense areas. But in other areas of the country, you know, what they are being paid, you know, may be sort of just the market, you know, what
well,
the market
exactly.
probably
and-
is. Yeah, well, and is appropriate, you know, for
well, this is
that
what happens when this is what happens when people make regulations and laws who've never been in the marketplace.
Yeah, and lastly, Jim, you got to remember that every 3 years, you know, it's automatic, you know, the increases.
Yeah.
So it's not like they'll you know just go back and say, well, let's reexamine this after 5 years or 10 years.
Do you know?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, so that's another. You know, dangerous component.
Do you know if anybody in Congress is trying to stop this?
Yeah, Jim, there's a lot of legislative activity on this. I mean, one would delay it. Another would outright repeal it.
But
you know, others...
Can they stop it, though?
I don't know. I mean,
They haven't been very, very, very productive in the last 8 years, have they?
In the House, they'll be able to stop it, but in the Senate is another story,
yeah,
and then the President
yeah.
will...
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.